This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone.
I have their app on my phone, and so, like, I listen to them all when I'm getting ready and then when I'm driving into work.
Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube, you're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Lying.
Outside of a shopping mall last night.
Didn't see nothing.
They were being naughty, puffing on that sour tea.
They were.
Fat blunt rolled up, then ate a few pot brownies.
No.
Then I saw nine dabbing with Santa Claus.
These are rumors, unfounded.
I don't know if that's Sandy of Don and Sandy fame, but
Dan.
Or Pam.
Dan.
No, Dan.
Dan and Don.
But, God, I don't like the way she says Santa Claus.
What's Santa.
Santa. But I appreciate the song nonetheless.
Yeah.
As should you, Jimmy. Funny. Except the rumors are not true.
It isn't true, but it's still funny as hell.
Yeah. Ooh, evil Batman laugh. Ooh, dastardly as hell. Are they going to play it again? I didn't know.
Goodness.
If you would like to see Paige get her butt beat the dominatrix, Miss Wild, last week for her pigskin punishment, not only was it beaten, it was flogged, it was tased with the violet wand.
Yes.
It was flogged. All these different things. You can text the word wild, W-I-L-D, to 72341.
Wow.
See the video. That happened last week because Paige lost pigsk. Picks.
Picks. She lost the picks.
Pigskin picks. Manifest discs and tapes.
Uh-huh.
Remember those guys. All right. Fat boy?
Yeah, we're getting close to the bottom of the barrel, man. We had to really dig deep for this week.
God.
Seven games on the slate. First game kicked off 1 o'clock last Friday. High school football championship. Billy Bryce. Myrtle Beach versus Greer. Myrtle Beach won 37-21.
Their eighth state championship.
Dang it.
I picked Greer.
What are they doing now, the Seahawks?
I picked Greer.
You picked Greer. I picked Greer. Paige, who'd you pick?
I picked Greer.
Everybody picked Greer. Everybody took this L.
Man, we all took that L.
Always pick the upstate team. That's why I've lost the 5A championship game 3 years in a row.
Well, my thoughts and prayers with the Yala Jackets.
Yeah.
Yala.
Yep. Off to the other game. T.L. Hanna versus Dutch Fork. Fair the Fork. They won 59-20.
Man, they put it on them late in the game.
Yeah, they did.
Put it on them at the end.
I remember picking Dutch F.
Well, you and me, Matt, were the only ones that said Fear the Fork. Paige and I took Hanna.
Yeah, I will just always take the team from the upstate over the team from damn Irmo.
You took both Yellow Jackets.
I did. Took all the Yellow Jackets. I just won't pick a team from Irmo. I don't know why, because nobody there listens to us like they do in Anderson. It's just strictly an ass-kissing move.
I saw one of the students of Greer High School over the weekend, and their varsity jackets, their Letterman jackets, are black. Now think about it for a minute. Duh. They should be Yala.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're the Greer Yala jackets. Meanwhile, they're the Greer black jackets. No.
Uh-uh.
Augusta's minor league team's the green jackets.
Well, that's because it's Augusta, the Masters.
Yeah, they play baseball, not golf. Well,
you should move them to Evans.
It's cute.
Martin is.
We got one college game, the sole college game. It's an awful game. Now, these two teams suck, but look, they can't recruit anybody.
But they can win wars like hell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Army-Navy game. Army beat Navy 17-10. It was looking bleak there for a second. Army was favored by 7. They covered late in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
Everybody took Army except Matt. Matt took Navy in that one. which, you know, I mean, look.
I don't feel bad about this part of our military.
Would you rather ride a boat or
run? We should be celebrating that both of them didn't win. We should, or they should both be able to win. Should end in a tie when our military plays each other.
I saw Trump at the game, you know, walking back and forth.
Yeah.
Swapping sides at halftime. They didn't say a whole lot about
swapping sides. He should be a mascot on each side part of the game.
He swapped sides every time somebody scored.
I want to go over here.
Which was three times.
Melanie, let's go sit over here for a bit.
What did you say?
Off to the pros, four games.
That's a loss for me.
That's a loss.
Oh, boy.
Panthers at the Browns. Oh, at home. Panthers are favored by 2 on the road. The secondary sucks. Cam Newton can't throw. Devin Funches doesn't know where he's at half the time.
No. Mm-hmm.
26-20 Browns win. I was the only moron that took the Panthers.
Stupid.
Everybody else took the Browns.
Yeah.
Which seems stupid to take the Browns, but you know.
Yeah, I know. The Panthers are pretty much done. They got to play the Saints twice and the Falcons.
Yeah, they're screwed.
So is there going to be, do you think there'll be a coaching change?
Possibly.
Probably because they've lost so many in a row. But I think you should get another year.
Talking about Riverboat Ron.
Yeah, they got their secondary is just awful. Munnerlyn's old. I don't know what Reed does out there.
Guys, Munnerlyn's been around forever.
Yeah. Captain?
Yeah.
It's time to draft and sign, man. Luke Kuechly can't do every damn thing.
No.
I mean, he could, but he can't. Like, you know. Packers and the Falcons. This was at Lambeau. Falcons are awful. Packers were favored by 5.5. Guess what, buddy? They covered. They went 34-20.
They covered a couple times. Three times.
Now, I forgot who picked what when I was looking at this one. I'm like, because I know I picked the Packers. I'm like, ooh, that's a win. But it don't matter because every damn body picked the Packers. Sucks when we all pick the same team. Quit doing it.
You can't go to the company Christmas party if you didn't pick the Packers.
That's true. At least you won't. You know you won't get nothing good.
That's the gate code.
See if I get invited again. Eagles and the Cowboys.
The gate code's Mandarich.
I misspoke. Isn't Itchky? I misspoke earlier. This is the game that kind of separated the pack. Cowboys in overtime, 29-23, because the ball bounced off of the defender's hand. Amari Cooper caught it, ran it in, and scored.
If the Eagles played football the right way, they would have lost by one and covered. If they had gone for on the road, you go for the win. They should have gone for two, screwed up, and lost by one, those sons of bitches.
They would have covered, but they didn't. The Cowboys favored by 3.5.
They damn near had it, man. They played a hell of a fourth quarter in overtime.
Stupid.
I was cussing Dak every time he threw a pick. The only person to pick the Eagles was 9. Everybody else picked the Cowboys.
I was almost a genius on that game. I was so damn close to being a genius on that game.
Dummy.
You get to be a genius on the other game.
One left.
Thank you.
Rams and the Bears. God, awful. I don't know what happened to the Rams, but they didn't score a single touchdown.
They laid an egg against a good run defense.
Not even a good egg. It's one of those brown ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bears 15, Rams 6. Rams were favored. Everybody took the Rams except for Matt. Matt took the Bears.
He pulled the Bears out of his ass.
Hey, listen.
You pulled the bear out of your bottom.
I'm not clapping for you.
Come on, sportsmanship.
I'm not a good sport.
You are a good fan because you didn't even mention in sports this morning that Aaron Rodgers beat Tom Brady's record yesterday for most passes without interceptions.
Yeah, then Tom Brady passed Manning for, I think, on the touchdown list all time. I forgot.
Well, you don't have to mention that one. No one cares about that one.
For the week. It shouldn't be a shocker at this point. Matt wins the week 5-2.
You can't see it right now, but I'm doing it. Which one is this?
When's the last time you watched the game?
I don't know.
Washing machine?
I don't know, man.
Doggy? Savage Patch?
There's a tie for second. That's the sprinkler. I know that one.
That's the sprinkler all day, yeah.
Am I having a seizure? Who knows?
I don't know.
Should ask me.
You didn't give us the pamphlet, so what are we going to do? Watch you fish around.
You're my third-in contact.
Go get a wooden spoon from the kitchen.
I know. We got plastic ones. You can buy toes in half. Tied.
Bite it in half and choke on it.
There's a tie for
a spoon.
There's a tie for second.
Tie for second.
At 4-3. Paige. What a shocker. Paige always, you know.
Always right there.
Yeah. And me, I get the tie for the second.
Yep. Oh, my God.
Yep. Losing the week at 3-4 is 9, the birthday boy McDonald's.
Oh, so, no. Praise the Lord.
You guys want me to forward you Miss Wild's phone number then? Because I got it if you want it.
Jackie. Happy birthday, Jim.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Loser.
Jack. Winner.
I got to sneak in there.
Stupid.
Pop that thing.
All right, sir, which one of you wants Miss Wild's phone number? I mean, for pigskin punishment.
No.
Why not?
No, I have... Not to say this. Well, I can't say this. I may,
I'll dodge another one.
I got it.
I want it to come from damn Fat Boy. Can I make that request? I want it to come from Fat Boy.
You can't do it.
Can that be your Christmas gift for me?
I want a pigskin punishment to come from somebody besides me or Matt at one point this season. Just one week, I want the punishment to come from somebody besides us, Matthew.
I would gladly keep the gift that I've bought you.
I want the gift.
Okay.
Oh, my present,
it's going to be part of your Valentine's, sir.
Oh, my present, still.
No, this sounds horrible, though.
Okay,
I want
Here's what I will say.
To come from somebody besides me or Matt before the season is over.
One of y'all has to come up with something besides me and Matt every week. I agree with what he said.
Hey, when you host, that's what you got to do. All the content. That's the burden of the job.
You're the producer. Read the definition of.
Oh, what does that mean?
Produce.
I answer phones and press buttons.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Nice win in the year, 57 and 40.
God.
Yeah, nine's 50 and 47. Paige is third, 49 and 48. And my dumbass is last, 48 and 49.
True. You're almost to 500 now, Fat Boy.
Is there is there such a thing as a male dominatrix?
Hell no, I ain't doing that now.
that's a dominatrix.
That's my idea.
I'm apparently the only one on the show who can book a dominatrix, y'all. Good luck to y'all.
The dude's going to dominate.
I don't have Facebook.
I've booked both the ones we had in here.
Okay, on
Facebook. Facebook is where you find doms.
It is.
Right.
Let's go with that idea.
Subs, you go to Inkies.
You like that?
Right, Jim?
That's where I go. Hmm. I was there Friday.
Do you want to make that? You want to put that edict down? Well, you can't because you did lose.
I can't. I just think it should be that
I support that just because I think that would be fun.
You only support it because he's your best friend and it's his birthday.
That and it makes me not have to.
It is my birthday, though. It's awesome.
I can't support. We're at a stalemate.
You know what's weird? As your beard gets taller, because when you don't shave, Fat Boy, your beard gets taller. The new hair that's coming in is black. So it's like the hair underneath is gray, but the new hair is black. What's happening?
I have an equal beard because I support equality. How about that?
Let's make it a rainbow.
His beard is for equality.
Oh, it's all in Pepper World.
Gosh.
All right.
That's what I live in.
So you like my idea, Fat Boy? All right.
Yeah, I do dominate him.
That's too easy. That's lazy, too, if I'm being honest.
Why?
It's very lazy.
Because it's just the same idea, just contrasted.
That'd be three times in one season.
I will.
See.
Do you want? Okay, for a birthday. This is your birthday. You did lose, but it's your birthday. Do you want me to not be involved in the idea process for this?
No, I feel
what
like
is that?
You have to be to some extent. You at least have to supervise the process, Matt, man.
Okay.
It's your show. You got to do it.
God dang it. Stop with that. You sound like Paige right there. I don't like my pictures. I don't look good. Meanwhile, her phone's like beep, 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 beep with all the notifications.
All
Are
the
you
notice.
Wearing a badge, Fat Boy? That sounds like a cop-out.
No, he's wearing a badge, it sounds like.
That was a good movie.
No offense.
It would be the nicest one in the room.
All right.
I tried.
Well, let's think of something. Come on.
Man, that sucks.
Think of it right now.
It sucks.
Tell me now.
You lost on your birthday.
Let's put our heads together.
I lost yesterday. Today's my birthday. I lost yesterday.
Well, that's true. Good way of looking at it. And then on Thursday, you'll get your punishment.
Yes.
Special Christmas-themed punishment. How about this? I can help with the fashioning of the idea and getting the various props that may be needed, but what about the paramount, the foundation, rather, of the idea comes from either Paige or Fat Boy?
It can be Miss Wild wearing a mustache. It'd be fine.
No, Miss Wild.
It's going to be rough.
I heard she didn't have one.
It's going to be real rough.
Fake one.
Yeah. Well, fake one.
I mean, really, it might be awful.
It's got to be, but I can't.
It'd be the worst one.
It should be.
All right. Nine, you
lost. The real punishment would be if Fat Boy and Paige have to come up with the damn idea, though.
I know, and I won the week.
But he means for those listening.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, come on.
Come on. Let me a dickhead. All right. We'll take a break.
The Dominator is a good idea. You just don't like it.
It is lazy. Matt said that.
It's not lazy at all.
How is it not lazy?
You're taking an idea that was already there and just inverting it a little bit.
We did it last week.
I switched it up because he wanted Miss Wild, and I said, how about Mr. Wild?
You know what you two are? You dig through the Halloween candy, but I don't like this one. But throw it back and get another one.
Hey,
I don't like
all
dots.
Candies.
I don't like dots.
No, I don't like dots either.
I
you
hate them.
On that one.
They stick in my teeth all damn day.
They
Big
suck.
Deal.
It's like the worst
you
gummy
circus peanuts.
Let that die.
All right.
I kind of like circus peanuts.
I do too. You got any left?
No.
This thing's hard as a rock, though.
There, dude.
All right, Paige, what are you working on in the Plex that you can tease and please us with?
A principal banned candy canes. I'll tell you why next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Oh, we saw P1 Candy Cane over at Wings Etc. the other
night. Yeah, we did.
That's right. All right, Paige, why did he ban them? We'll find out next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, 9, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Are you ready for this? A principal bans candy canes because...
Because...
The shape is a J, and the J is for Jesus.
No, it's not.
Well, according to her, she believes it is.
Well, she's going to go die and go to hell.
It's shaped like a cane. That's why they call it a candy cane.
The woman in question is named Jennifer Sinclair.
I wasn't saying I'm passing judgment on her. I'm saying she can die and then also go to hell.
She's the principal at Manchester Elementary School in Elkhorn, Nebraska. She recently sent out a memo stating her beliefs about candy canes to the staff about what it is and isn't acceptable at the school during the holiday season.
People need to stay off Facebook reading stuff.
Basically, her goal was to remove anything with religious themes, and that included candy canes. Why? Quote, historically, the shape is J for Jesus. The red is the blood of Christ, and the white is the symbol of his resurrection.
I never heard this either.
Never.
I thought it was because of sheep herders.
Well, needless to say, after
shepherds or the bushwhackers?
The ones that went like this.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah, the sheep herders. Uh-huh. What was the first thing you said?
Shepherds.
Watching their flock by night.
Yes.
Was it Bushwhacker Bill? Lick his head.
That's Bushwick Bill.
Yeah. Well, needless to say, the memo fired up a war on Christmas. So people, the district was flooded with calls that didn't like that. And
they should fight back and play Baby It's Cold Outside.
Jennifer's new extreme policy didn't sit well, and she's been placed on administrative leave as of Thursday morning.
Good, because that's stupid.
So they're going to suspend her while they're investigating the situation.
Jimmy, I know you try to see both sides of everything, instigator, but how do you feel about this? Don't you think this is just silliness, right?
Yeah, it's candy canes.
It's candy canes.
I don't see candy canes that often anymore anyway.
Yeah.
So the and
J can also stand for judgment free. Yes. Try to check that out. Or juvenile hall. Juvie.
DJJ.
Juventud Guerrero.
Yeah. Could stand for a lot of things. Could be Jimmy.
Nah.
Well, wouldn't you agree?
Jeremy, maybe.
That's kind of extreme religious views that you can't do that at school anymore. You can't even say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Well, that's not religion.
Well, it's still. You got to keep your beliefs to yourself.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Well, you know, you're right. It's that thing of, like, you know, Benjamin Franklin's always like, you know, mind your business, meaning, like, he really meant mind your business. Like, make sure your business, everything's, you know, cleaned up, and the window looks good and all this stuff. Your shelves look fine before you go judging everybody else's business. Mm-hmm. Same thing applies to your house. You can't sit there and say, you're wrong because I'm right.
Right.
But if they ask you, you should feel as though you can give your explanation for things. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but even then, you know, you're walking a tightrope.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, you're right.
And it's kind of ridiculous. What if you did bring in a bunch of candy canes and you put it on a tree and the principal flipped out because, you know, candy canes?
Well, if you hang a candy cane on the tree, the J's upside down, which is also sacrilege. It's like upside down cross.
There it is.
Yeah, you got to hang it the right way.
So because of these wackadoos, we can't have any kind of holiday.
Enough with the name calling.
Don't call them names, wackadoos.
Well, I'm just if you can't do this, you can't be Christian, you can't be Muslim, you can't be anything because people can't get along.
Well, just be nice. Right. How about that? That's the one to go for. Don't be any particular religion. Just be nice. Do you believe that tomorrow could be better than today?
That's why it's the holiday season now, not Merry Christmas. Do you understand?
Start a cold of love.
I disagree.
All right, then. That's the way it has to be. Well, Amazon, they are ruling the the web traffic worldwide. And in fact, do you know that they were founded in 1997?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So since then.
They didn't turn a profit for like 20 years either.
Yeah. I didn't buy anything from Amazon until like 5 years ago. That's, I mean, and I know that was a long time ago, but you think about Amazon having been around forever in 21 years, but still.
Yeah.
Well, Netflix is now 15% of the web traffic worldwide.
So I believe it.
That's pretty big. I mean, just think of, you know, not just in the U.S., they have 118 million subscribers worldwide. So they're not just a player here. They're in homes all over the world.
Yeah, that's why they have all those foreign language shows and movies.
Oh, yeah.
De nada.
So the web traffic worldwide with Netflix is 15%. General web browsing is only 17%. That's pretty incredible for a business.
I'd like to see what it said for porn.
Yeah, like, we're in Pornhub.
I mean, seriously, because, I mean, you gotta think. It's got to be up there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to research that and get back with you on Pornhub's.
Fat Boy, you want to take that one?
Stats.
Fat Boy said he'll look it up.
Yeah, I might have to check it out. Put a crack team together.
Yeah. Oprah.
Man. Gaming is almost 8% of internet use bandwidth.
Oh, gaming.
Yeah, online gaming.
Yeah.
When you game on, say, whatever you're playing, are you playing with kids in this country or all over the world?
It's worldwide usually.
I ask them first. If they're not American, I disconnect.
That's one cool thing about playing on the Switch is it shows you, like, you're
I'm
all
joking, Paige.
All your little, like, I don't know, little avatar things. I forget what they're called. But they're all standing on the globe, and everybody has, like, a little flag from whatever country they're playing in.
Oh, yeah.
So you can see where everybody is.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of scary. Yeah.
And everybody is on a circle, right, like a sphere.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, great, I'm playing 15 Japanese kids in Mario Kart. I'll be last place every time.
That's the default. You can set it to make it flat.
I'm kidding. I usually win, even though.
Can
the
you
best
play
at Mario
your
Kart.
Game against each other at all, Red Dead?
Against each other? We can make a posse. We're going to do that on Christmas break.
Make a posse.
You can? Yeah. Oh, that's kind of cool.
Make a posse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know how that's going to work.
What, the three of us could be in the same posse?
I don't know if it's cross-platform, is it?
I don't know, man. I have no idea. I know I can play with Phil the engineer because he also is a grown man with an Xbox.
Well, Matt and I had PS4, but he don't accept my friend request, so I guess we can't play.
I don't.
It's the easiest thing to do on there.
Okay,
you just don't want to do it.
All right. Do you want that for Nine's birthday?
I don't like playing games online that much. I really don't.
I'll tell you what pisses me off.
What?
People will send you a message while you're trying to play a game, and it messes up my ping on my Rocket League.
Right. It's the same thing when you're listening to streaming music in your car and somebody texts you, and you're like, through the whole car.
If you want to play a game with me, you're going to sit on the couch and play Mario Kart next to me so I can reach over and goose you and stuff so I can win.
I'm good at Mario Kart.
I'll kick your ass.
The world where you go around the normal racetrack and that series.
No, the one where you're up in the air, though, too, and the ones where you have to, like, fly for a little bit and then land on the other one.
I can't do Rainbow Road.
Well, no, Rainbow Road's the hell out blank, then. Man.
Start having a seizure.
So,
I can't look at it.
It's cute.
I mean,
only I can make the seizure jokes. I have it. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't make fun of somebody.
I get to say the S word, not you.
Like,
come on.
Mario Kart on the Switch is the stuff. It's awesome. Love it.
Thank you.
But the controller's too damn small. You gotta hold
it. Racing wheel.
I get it. Well, what's the point in the little controller?
Well, you put it in the racing wheel and you just turn the wheel and drive.
I don't have whopper hands. Wait. My thumb's bigger than the whole damn controller.
Have you played a Switch? You know anything about it?
I've seen it, yeah. You gotta peel it off the side.
You haven't played it?
No, because it's too small.
It works well.
When I see your hands, it makes me want to go to the mall and buy summer sausage.
Pepperidge Farm.
I don't want to. You're slipping me off.
You want to sample five?
No.
Oh, boy.
Special holiday bonus.
Oprah wrote an essay. Now folks are saying that she's testing the waters for a presidential run. Is she? Or is she just writing something about this country? And she's saying that division in this country has to stop.
Well, we've said that on this show. We're not running for office.
She would lose. She campaigned for the chick in Georgia, and she lost. Oprah would not win.
Depends on who. Oprah would not get elected president, but Oprah could very well be elected vice president.
Or a senator.
Maybe mayor somewhere.
A lawyer? A Laker?
So she said, quote, "The undeniable truth is that we have reached a tipping point. Hatred and divisiveness have ruptured our national soul. We are waging war among and upon ourselves and leading ourselves further into darkness.
Ah, hell.
So she says we're losing what it means to be civilized. We're losing respect for...
Well, what's she doing to make it better? I mean, like, she's very powerful. I'm not being facetious. She's very powerful, billionaire. What's she doing to change
writing
this?
Writing an essay on how divisive
we are.
Well,
I'm American, okay, first of all.
That's
second
what she's doing.
You can call me essay.
So she says, let's make the year of coming together. People. Nice. So that's her goal after writing this essay of divisiveness. She wants everybody to be nice and come together. But have we ever as a country? Only one time, I think.
Yeah, we've been divided for over 200 years. If you really look back at the history of this country, we've always fought within our... We had a civil war at one point, if you remember that.
After 9/11.
Do you remember that, Paige?
Yeah, I was there.
Do I have another one too, by God?
I was on this side with Daughters of the Confederacy. So as far as coming together, we did come together briefly after 9/11.
Well, yeah. In those moments, we were also united pretty well during, say, World War II.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it doesn't last. We don't fly the flag all the time. We fly it for just a while until we get tired of it. So maybe she has a point.
She doesn't. She has a point. But, again, this is all just – there's a simple way. I mean, she is top five media magnates in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Magnates. Mm-hmm. Magnates or magnates?
Either one's acceptable.
She could talk. I mean, not she could fix it, but there's a sit-down conversation could be had that could fix so much.
With whom?
I like that.
A history teacher that's alternatively minded.
So a young one.
How about we start with our leaders and getting them together and trying to rally the country to be normal again?
Well, that's the thing. We vote for these people. We vote for division. We elect division to office.
So everybody can
work. I voted for multiplication.
Uh-huh.
In a cohesive manner and get things done instead of just bickering and
arguing. It's more fun to troll.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's what we think. It's more fun to troll.
I mean, you know, I don't see. If we behave like politicians at our jobs, what would happen?
Nothing would get done, certainly.
And we would be fired.
We'd be like Congress and not have accomplished a damn thing in over 50 years and still exist somehow.
Paige, was your great-great-great-grandma a nice person?
I imagine so. Okay. I never met her.
All right. But what if Fat Boy's great-great-great-great-grandpa killed your great-great-great-great-grandma? Would you be mad at Fat Boy about that?
No.
Well, I'd be hot. I would
not
be.
Not at Fat Boy.
I'm saying, but if Fat Boy did it, you'd be pissed at him. But why would you be mad at Fat Boy for something that happened a long time ago he had no hand in?
Right. You can't punish the sons for the sins of the father.
Right.
I've heard that somewhere.
The Bible.
Yes.
I believe it
wasn't it.
No, I thought the Bible said the opposite. I think the Bible says the opposite.
It depends on which testament you're reading.
Yeah.
The fun one.
Turn the other tooth, right? Is that what it says?
If he didn't something know, like I mean, and plus there are circumstances within war.
I don't know.
Where you would understand when cousins are fighting cousins. And
don't take
like that.
Not you, Paige, but somebody on Twitter. I'm not even responding or talking about skin color when I say that. I'm talking about anything. I'm talking about if Fat Boy burned your great-great-great-great-grandma witch at the stake, his great-great-grandpa did it, would you be mad at Fat Boy about it?
No.
I know. Hell, you wouldn't even know that his great-great-great-great-grandpa did it unless you looked it up in a history book.
Yeah,
somewhere.
What if your cousins were fighting cousins in the Civil War?
I'm saying, if you got reason to not like somebody like Fat Boy with the guy who stole his guitar, perfectly acceptable.
Absolutely.
But if you don't know why you hate somebody other than the news and the internet told you to, you don't hate them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking to everybody right now. I'm talking about whatever reason you hate somebody. Oh, I hate them. They're a Clemson fan. You big goober.
Hate's a strong word.
The people playing don't hate them. Why would you?
Plus, nobody hates Nickelback because everybody goes to the damn shows.
Yeah.
I don't hate them. I think they're nice.
They're going to play Jimmy's birthday party tonight.
No, do you hate anybody? I mean, do you really hate somebody to hate somebody? No. I don't hate anybody. I don't have hatred in my heart.
What? No. Nah.
Come on, somebody.
I got strong dislike.
Yeah, don't confuse any level of dislike with actual hatred. Right. I don't hate anyone in the world.
I don't. There's no one that I hate.
Hate to me means that, like, you, I mean, would you really hate somebody? Like, you wish them dead.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody I wish dead right now.
No, absolutely.
They're already dead.
Oh, right now.
Got you, Churchill. Got you.
Going south.
You wolf in sheep's clothing.
Well, on a lighter note, maybe one of you ventured outside in the snow to go see a movie. We do have.
That's venturing inside.
Well, out, you have to drive to get. How do you get to the theater without the hokey pokey. Out? You have to.
Pirate movies.
Okay.
What are they?
How to do
maybe
that.
You went to the theater somehow, some way, and saw a movie. Did anybody see a movie over the weekend?
None that were at theaters. I watched Santa Claus 3, and I watched the Mel Gibson or the Kurt Russell movie.
Is it good?
Yes.
Christmas Chronicles?
I mean, it's never going to be like a Christmas Vacation, but it's a good movie.
Okay.
It's got a good ending. I enjoyed it.
I didn't watch anything on TV all weekend.
Yeah.
I watched, well, a little bit of football last night at dinner, but I was not at home. I ventured out to go in.
Uh-huh.
But
I can't comprehend that.
Yeah, I didn't watch anything on TV.
What, leaving the house?
We're not watching TV. You got a big TV, too.
Thank I do.
You.
It's nice.
So the number one movie in the country now is Ralph Breaks the Internet. That little cartoon.
Yeah. I'd like to see that. I enjoyed the first one a whole lot. I really did.
16.1 million this weekend, up to 140.9 million in its third week.
Golly.
Second place, another kind of kids-themed movie.
Grimmy.
Dr. Seuss, The Grinch, 15.2 million. And then another movie, Creed 2, so... There's nothing really exciting and new that's out.
Until Aquaman comes out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, did you watch SNL this week?
I haven't seen it. Was it good?
He hosted Jason Momoa.
You think he's hot, too?
Mm-hmm. He looks fat sometimes. He's totally chiseled, but sometimes he looks fat.
Because he's thick?
Yeah. Like, you know what he looks like? He looks like The Rock and Josie Scott from Saliva had sex and made a baby.
Oh.
Yeah,
he looks like Josie Scott in the face a little bit, but got The Rock's physique. And he looks chunky, but it's because he's got such big legs and, yeah, man.
You're going to get smacked by every woman that ever lived on the way home.
I don't care. I get confused for him all the time.
He's a specimen of dude, that Jason Momoa.
I think that he could be like, I don't think he could eclipse The Rock, but like that guy's, he could be number two Rock.
Well, he got a good character because the Aquaman he portrays is a funny, badass dude.
He looks like somebody that was shipwrecked.
Yeah.
Aquaman shouldn't be all... His hair, first of all, shouldn't be cut. He lives in the effing ocean. He shouldn't have a perfectly cut blonde hair.
In that Justice League movie that came out a few years ago that I only watched for the first time last week, most of it, not the whole thing.
Thank you.
He shows up. Every time he shows up, it's like badass rock music playing in the background, and he's chugging a whole bottle of whiskey. It's like, of course he's going to be a superstar. They set him up perfectly, because every time he shows up, it's like, and he's drinking.
Yeah.
He should look like one of us. Wouldn't you find this in the bottom of the ocean?
We're not strong swimmers.
No. Not anymore.
We're floaters.
Hope not.
Had one 15 years ago.
All right, then. I'm Paige. Those are your Eyes Guys headlines.
Paige, that was, you know what? They say that journalism is hard, and you just proved that it is. Good job. That was really good. We come back. We're going to, first of all, we've got a big giveaway we're going to tell you all about, and we'll tell you all about tomorrow's show. More Rise Guys right after this.
Follow the Rise Guys on Twitter at 933ThePlanet. Tweet that. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet just rocks.
That was kind of a little close there with the bad words.
Yeah.
Buddy?
How about a little countdown before we get to doing
that? I know, man. Speak up. Don't just eavesdrop.
I thought the damn rejoins what that was.
Is that what that is?
Oh, my bad.
Thank you to everybody who called Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted, blah, blah, blah. All of that. If you had an interaction with us today, we appreciate it. If you just listen, we appreciate you. Tomorrow, brand new Truth and Consequences, Jim. You were excited about this one.
Yeah, this one... This one could be one of them tearjerker type of ones, though, man.
See, I don't like that.
I know. It depends on how it goes.
It'll be, but it's a happy tearjerker at the end.
Yeah, I think if, or it might be just sad if it doesn't work out.
Yeah, God.
Yeah.
Also, tomorrow we'll have more tickets to the Planet's Not So Silent Night Tour, more WWE Road to WrestleMania tickets, and more Rise Guys beer boxes. And tomorrow, the top five Fat Boy Diet songs of 2018.
Absolutely. It's Yay. Time.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Paige is going to rock you at work next. Ooh.
Yeah.
It's not like I was saying, Paige is going to rock you at work next. Like I was calling them rednecks. Not what I meant. To get today's podcast, go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341. Fat Boy will be in 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We go live at 6. Thank you so much for listening. Have a blessed day. Be careful out there in this rain.
Here it comes. A 93-minute rock block is locked and loaded. It begins next on 93.3 The Planet. Rocks.